Proclamation number 7890 of 11th of May, 1961. The final completion is the fulfillment of the law. And this is the fulfillment of my law, that you return to me forever. For my law fulfills all beings which remain in divine order, which have completed their self-formation into love and now create and work out of this love because they are now powerful and wise, because they have become my image and free will. On the other hand, it is a state of imperfection if the being once perfectly created by me moves outside my eternal order, for then it lacks love, which is the fundamental principle of the eternal order, and without love it also lacks light and strength. It cannot and will not be active according to my will. Thus it does not fulfill the law. But then it is also distant from me and wretched. When the being left me in all freedom of will, when it turned away from me, it violated my law of eternal order but nevertheless remained my living creation which my love had brought into being. And this love of mine also draws the being back to me one day, because this is also a law in itself, that the strength of love always radiates back to its place of origin. Only the duration of this process differs depending on the being's will. But it is certain that one day it will return to me, and then, the law will have been fulfilled. Everything that happens in the meantime in the spiritual and earthly kingdom can be counted as part of the process of return, which takes place continuously and produces the most varied results. For my radiation of love constantly touches all beings which are part of this process, yet they are received and evaluated differently again depending on the will or resistance of what once voluntarily distanced itself from me. But it will be touched by my illumination of love. Nothing will be left to itself because it would pass away without my illumination of love, and this is completely impossible, for nothing can pass away that started in me and my love. Hence the being can indeed come to a standstill if it persists in its resistance against me. But the process of return will never be delayed on my part, for my emanated strength of love will not remain without effect, because again and again it touches the imperfect spiritual essence which is bound in works of creation of the most diverse kind and also always guarantees spiritual ascent. Because this bound spiritual essence cannot offer resistance, because it develops upwards through service in a state of compulsion. Hence it also fulfills the law, albeit in a bound state, and thereby matures so that it can reach the stage of its development where it must now voluntarily allow itself to be illuminated by me and my love. Where the fulfillment of the law solely depends on its will. Hence it then has to re-enter my eternal order, it has to develop love within itself, it has to accomplish the complete transformation into love and then voluntarily rejoin me by accepting its original nature again and proving that it has completed the process of return by creating and working next to me in light and strength as my child. It can achieve this last perfection on earth, but then I will also have reached the last aim which I set for myself when I created all beings. Then the law will be fulfilled, for since I myself am a supremely perfect being, perfection is the highest law to which the being must subordinate itself which, as my child, shall now work in supreme bliss. And this law will remain in existence for all eternity, for it is only ever the expression of my perfection, it is founded in my nature. It is the law of love in which all beingness must move in order to be perfect and truly blissful. And every being which has love within itself is in my eternal order, It is in most intimate union with me. It has assimilated itself to my fundamental being. It has become perfect as its Father in heaven is perfect and therefore eternally returned to me, from whom it originated as a created being and which has now reached the highest degree of perfection and free will. Amen.